Exclusive. James O'Keefe after FBI raid, we will not let fear dictate our actions. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 1, 2022. Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview, "We will not let fear dictate our actions," after the FBI conducted a bizarre raid on his home in November, looking for information about Ashley Biden's diary. O'Keefe told Breitbart News at Turning Point USA's recent America Fest conference in Phoenix, Arizona, that the FBI came into my apartment. They handcuffed me, they took my phones, and it is a gross, unconstitutional violation. They can't do that to journalists in this country. We have a First Amendment, O'Keefe said. This was a gross overstep by the government. And we will be vindicated, and we will get our justice, and we will not live in fear. We will not let fear dictate our actions, he affirmed. After the raid, a federal judge ordered that a special master be appointed to review data from O'Keefe's cellular phones the FBI seized in the raid. And this judge was an Obama-appointed federal judge. So sometimes there are still certain boundaries that we can't cross. And there are certain things we should all agree on, O'Keefe said. Raiding journalists' homes because you don't like what they're doing is, I think, a bridge too far for many people. Last week, a New York judge ordered the New York Times to return and destroy all copies it possessed of legal memoranda prepared for Project Veritas, saying it had violated O'Keefe's rights. Fear is so pervasive, O'Keefe told Breitbart News. They want you to be afraid, and I think you really have to stop being afraid. And really not let the fear control your decision-making. That's my biggest advice to people, the Project Veritas founder added. They're worried about their mortgages, their families, their children. The time is now, and Veritas, we are the place where you can go to make a difference. So if you're in a position where you can expose something hidden that people need to see, we'll tell your story, and there's no stopping us, he said. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.